Three times. Let's go back. How's up, man? Like, what's up,
dog? What's going on, man?
Like, we are back.
We're back.
This is back. A little, like, are we going to call this a 0.5 episode? Are we going to, like, call this a 1.5? Because like, we still got, like, two more episodes that we got to throw in.
Yeah, I know.
We got to make, like, everything make sense, I guess.
Let's do 0.5.
0.5. All right, yeah. This is 0.5. Unveil Paths 0.5 podcast. All right? We are live. Like, we are literally live. So, guys, I'm going to let you know. Check out the pages, all right? So, we took time. We made these pages. My guy here is just...
Got an Instagram. Got TikTok.
Yeah.
Got a YouTube.
Yeah.
If you go over to Unveiled Paths on TikTok, you will be able to see our pages that is listed in one of the videos on our Unveiled Paths podcast TikTok page.
Dropping what days? What days?
Dropping Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Hey, dog. So, like, it's been a process, like, doing this. It's been a long process. Like, we started this how many months ago? Like, 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah, we started 2 or 3 months ago.
And just, like, slowly. I like how the studio came. Like,
I know. The studio did come up good.
Yeah, the studio comes out the best. That's still that.
Right.
Ah!
It was slow at first. We tried to figure out what would go good and how we would do it, you know. And we talked about doing these panels, got them figured up. And then it took us a while to figure out what kind of furniture we were going to get and everything like that. But we finally got it.
But surely. Everything came to...
So you guys all know, too, we have already filmed a first episode.
Yes. Yes. With the friend.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah.
After finishing the episode, I'm going to let you guys know, we got cameras everywhere. Dude, this is still crazy. This is wild. We got cameras over there. There's stuff going on. We got cameras right here just recording stuff going on. But yes, we recorded an episode with a good friend, Justin Harris. That episode will be coming out next week, along with this one as well. So, guys, make sure you tune in. And like I said, check out the pages so you can actually see and catch the updates, the clips. I want you guys reposting, liking, commenting,
sharing,
at your boys.
Everything possible.
Yes, man.
Everything. I'm going to get a Linktree set up tonight.
Yep.
And we will have that posted in all of our social media for you to be able to go and see where all the... links are at that we have.
Yep.
We're gonna get into telling you guys a little bit about vaguely like what we are doing, what we're here to do, and where we see this thing going. So, you know, if you guys wanna
chime in,
we won't be able to read the chat over there, but you know, we'll definitely be able to.
I'm looking at the chat.
I know, I can see it.
Yeah, I know you can. I can't. I got bad eyes.
I can't read it. I can just see stuff.
Yeah, it's popping off.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Bro, so, I'm just saying, man, like, we have a platform that we're not trying to, like, really... It's kind of hard to say because, like, we're trying to do something different. Like, we're trying to, like, we're going to be chill. Like, it's going to be some good content. Like, you're going to get some really heartfelt stuff. But, like, especially after watching the first episode, like, it's like... Nah, like once we get this from like 2, 6, 9, you know what I'm saying? Different people, like it's gonna be real. Like January is gonna be a fun month for us.
January is gonna be a fun month.
It's gonna be a real fun month, man. Like especially like this being a 0.5 episode.
Yeah, like, right.
Our episodes are still gonna come out, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, man, it's just gonna be it's crazy. Like it's a blessing to be in this position to be
able to like, it sure
you know
is.
What I'm like to be able to like. Share with the world, like, everybody has, like, a point of view. Everybody's going through something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, everybody's got a path. Everybody's got a story.
Hey.
And it's their story.
What is it?
This is the... you put me on the spot, dude. You put me on the spot.
Ah, got him. Real people.
Yep, real people. Real paths. Their real stories.
I still like the real stories.
Real stories? Yeah.
We're still camping. The 0.5 episode. 0.5 episode.
0.5 episode. Yeah. I like that. Real stories. I mean,
real stories. Because it's a real story from a real person on their real past.
Yeah.
See? 0.5 episode. We're getting real comfortable out here.
And, you know, the good thing about it, too, is there'll be a lot of joking, a lot of cutting up.
Yeah.
But there'll be some points in there that will make it open for other people to be able to hear what they need to hear. And
especially with the different dynamic of guests that we're going to be having on the show. Like, we have some younger guests that are going to come on. Like, we have some guests that are, like, closer, like, to age to us. And then we have, like, guests that have, you know, different things going on in their lives. Give a different aspect. Like, it's gonna be good, man. It's going to be really good.
I feel like there's, you know, a lot of people always say, if you want to know people's past and people's, you know, like, how life was and everything, talk to old people because they got a lot of wisdom and everything like that. I do believe that, but I also believe that there are some young people out there that have been through the ringer and they've overcome.
This day and age, too, that we live in, man, like, it's wild. Yeah. It's wild, bro, and it's hard on everybody. It's really hard on everybody. And that's why we got a podcast.
Yep. Put their story out there, you know, if they're willing.
If they're willing to help, and you know what I'm saying?
Everybody in the chat, too, if you guys are wanting to join, go to Unveiled Paths, send Unveiled Paths a message on TikTok, and we will inquire anybody who wants to tell their story.
Chat's in the building.
Yeah.
See, we're going to do this on, you know, multiple episodes, so it's going to be kind of cool to see chat going on and to be shooting an episode at the same time, because that's going to be... Like, I want chat to, like, comment on the episodes and say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude, like, I was there live. Like,
they got this TTS thing, too, that you can actually put on there. It's got to be run through a computer, from my understanding. But the chat can actually type in something, and the TTS will read it aloud.
Yeah, I've seen that on some, like, streams, like some Twitch streams and stuff like that. That's dope, bro. See, and that's the cool thing about the 0.5 episode. We're trying to get to that process. Like, that's where the goal is. Like, we're trying to get to that point to be able to incorporate the chat with the podcast and everybody be like, it's like a group meeting. It's like a therapy session. We're not licensed therapists, but like, that's what we're trying to do. Like, we're trying to talk about it. You know,
we're just
saying?
Trying to create awareness.
Yeah, creating awareness by talking out your problems and talking about your problems. Like, because it makes me feel better, and I know it makes you feel better too.
Absolutely. So, you know? Absolutely. Oh, so, man.
0.5 episode.
You wanna give them a little snippet about who you are and everything?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh man. So like, you know, my name is Brandon. Brandon Blissett, from Sykeston, you know what I'm saying? Been around the world a few times. I've lived quite an interesting life. I'm at this point in my life now. I'm pretty content with, you know, my job. I'm trying to raise my kids and just being the fullest of the man that I can be. You know what I'm saying? You know? My episode's going to be pretty cool because, you know, like, you're going to really get, like, my background and, like, like my upbringing. Like,
I'm pretty stoked about that.
I got some cool stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to get on the edgy side of things, and I'm going to let you know. Like, it's going to get some. I'm going to tell you some real shit.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, likewise.
I'm going to tell you some real shit. And you might look at me and be like, damn, bro. Like, you really been through the ringer, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But, like, you know, being from Sykeston's giving me, like, a real grasp.
So, for everybody who doesn't know Sykeston, like, how would you describe Sykeston?
Whew. See, it's a cool thing asking that, and it's being in the episode too. Because, like, we had Justin, you remember what he said?
Yeah.
It was like the flat bills and the boots, bro. Exactly. He's like, I'm confused. That's what, hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's what Sykeston's like. It's like flat bills and boots, my guy. It's real deal. Like,
see, I know what Sykeston is because I've been there. I didn't live there.
Born and raised.
But I've been down there plenty of times to know.
To see,
Man,
I had a truck. You see what I drive now, bro? I drive coupes and stuff. Bro, I had a truck, bro. That's the first vehicle I had in high school, bro. Just because, like, you know what I'm saying? I went mudding and stuff, bro. Like, it's real country. Like, it's real down south. It's real family-oriented, like, real deep roots like that, man. And I loved being where I'm from, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's made me who I am.
Yep.
But it's crazy because you were from up the road.
Yep, I was from up the road for sure, you know, and it's a night and day difference, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad, but at the same time, you know, like, you can tell the difference between these two areas.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. And especially once you get in the middle, like, once you see that, like, you're like, oh, damn. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Dude, that chat is going crazy.
I know.
How many people are here?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Damn, dude, I wish I could see it, dude. Gotta get a producer.
Guys, let's share out the live.
Share it.
Get the likes out there.
Love you, chat.
Let's get this reposted and sent out as many times as possible.
Make sure you guys check out the page, Unveil Paths, on YouTube. Catch the videos, man. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Please, catch the videos.
We're gonna do the thing, man. It's gonna get there.
Do we want to open up the podcast to, like, the chats? Like, do we want to, like, give, like, the chat, like, a question a week to, like, ask a guest? Like, I'm just throwing out
ideas. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing out ideas.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
how, my only thing with that, though.
We would have to, like, go ahead, my bad.
Is if we give them a question to ask.
Yeah.
Like, we could do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we would also, they would have to know who.
I feel like it'd have to be, like, a specific question. Like, it have to be something that you can ask anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something, like, not personal, but, like, personal enough to, like, ask them, like, about themselves. Or, like, hey, what do you think about this? Or, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, we could open up to, like, where they could ask a question, like, hey, I'm going through this. What do you think about it?
Right. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Brainstorming ideas.
Heck yeah.
0.5 episode, dude. I'm just going to keep saying
0.5, dog. 0.5. Let's go.
I'm gonna keep saying that.
Funny. Hell yeah.
That's going to clip out very well.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to clip out very well. Man. So,
yeah.
What do you have? What's on your mind, man? You got Christmas coming up.
Christmas is coming up.
These episodes will drop before Christmas, so, like, it'll make sense.
Yeah, like, it will. Christmas
have you done your
up.
Christmas shopping yet?
I have not, dude. I procrastinated.
Stop procrastinating.
I know. I got a lot.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. You know, I'm still on call.
How much longer are you on call?
The list changes tomorrow.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'll stay at the top or how that'll go.
Okay.
And then we got a couple guys that are going to be taking vacation too, so that's going to leave three of us here over Christmas to do the calls. So if I do move down, there's potential that I'll still be at the top coming over Christmas because they're on vacation.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
So it's a possibility that I got to work, you know.
It
and then
a minute.
Heading to Nashville this coming weekend for a trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be fun.
So that'll be pretty fun. And then, you know, I still got to do all the Christmas shopping and all
that's
that stuff.
That's why you procrastinate.
Yeah.
You got a lot on your plate still.
I know it. I know it.
Man, dude.
That's one thing. I'm not a fan of this time of year just because of how rushed and jam-packed
everything
it gets.
Yeah.
Because it's like you go from having a few things to do within a week to having several things to do within a day or two.
Yep.
And it's like, man, then you got to go here and see these people, go here and see these people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
turns into like a more of a physical activity than what you're like supposed to really just be like relaxing and enjoying, you know what I mean?
Which that's the good thing about being able to host your own Christmas, because then you're at your place or Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, you're there.
Thanksgiving would be dope to be like the host and like pay somebody to come clean up everything. Like, I think that'd be the best.
Yep, it sure would.
Nah, man, I got my Christmas shopping out the way.
There you go, man.
I went ahead. I got a few more things to get, just a few more things. And then, like, the wrapping.
Yeah.
I'm like, when am I going to do that? That's kind of my thing. But
right.
I think I'm going to go ahead and set up the Christmas tree this weekend.
There you go. I do got a Christmas tree set up.
There you go.
Got that set up. My girl, she decorated the place and got it set up for me. I didn't really set it up.
She's a real one.
She did it for me.
She's a real one.
Yeah.
Dude.
Let's go.
Hold up. I'm taking a break from this, and I want to check out the chat.
Do it. All right.
Had to check out the live, man. See, this is what we love, dude.
Whenever we start actually doing that stuff.
Get a community?
Like, well, we'll get a community.
Oh, yeah.
But once we start filming and stuff like that, we could set one up to go live on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
go live on TikTok and direct people from TikTok to YouTube, and then just end our TikTok, you know what I mean? because I'd already thought about...
Check out the YouTube page, guys. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe.
Yep.
Like, YouTube page is really where it's going to be at. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the YouTube page is really where we're going to, like, push everything, like, honestly. Like, TikTok's going to be for the clips, but, like, YouTube page is going to be for the... Yeah. Where the content is.
Right.
We do got to get all the audio out there to the world, too, though. Like, that's going to be something that I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
Especially after we've gotten it clipped for the video. So, like, we'd have to, like, run a podcast is cool.
Yeah.
Running a podcast and, like, doing the content is, like, it's wild.
Right.
But we're getting cameras.
Yep, we're going to be getting cameras.
We're actually getting cameras.
Just so you guys know, the quality of the other video is not up very good. Like, the quality of it, was shot on phones and iPads.
Yep, so, shot on phones, shot on iPads. One's in 4K, one's in 1080. Trying to cross that over to editing software. Yeah, everything got choppy. So, we're going to solve that problem. And we're going to let you guys know that this video is obviously shot better.
This one's just shot better.
This one's going to obviously be shot better. So every video to come is going to be shot a lot better. We understand it now.
Right. Hey, man.
Lethal shooter, bro.
That's how you learn. Hey, you make those trials mistakes.
And error, man. Yeah. It's trials and error.
Trials and errors.
And that's kind of the cool thing because that is what the podcast is wrapped around.
Right.
It's wrapped around POVs of trials and errors of people's lives. Like,
exactly.
Like, it's really just about the process.
Yeah.
We should definitely, like, do a progress video.
Oh, yeah. We will for sure. Like, what we could do is...
Do you know our start date?
Clips.
We got to figure out our start date.
Our start date will be Justin's date.
That's like the first day we shot an episode. I'm talking about like the first time we did some like business meeting. Like we sat down for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was the day we did that? I feel like that was the start of this. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like the start day that we started. Like, this is a business.
That was before we got the studio.
That was way before we got the studio.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that for a couple months, and then we finally... Yeah. And then we had the one place, and then we looked at this. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we ended up at... What? We ended up meeting up at the gym and just talking about it and going from there, talking about TikToks. That's what started it. We were talking about TikToks, and then we met up. We were like, oh... Do you edit? Yeah. Like, well, I got this equipment. You want to do a podcast?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, dude.
Dude, all right. So, definitely we got to do a progress. See, I wish I had like a notepad or something. Well, you know, watching this video, we can actually just like sketch out everything and like
do a progress. Not only that, but you could also note it up on there when you're editing. Just be like, okay, jot that down real quick.
Yep.
Call it good.
Yep. See? Oh, this is going to be dope.
Yeah.
This is going to be dope, bro. It's going to be dope.
Hell yeah.
Full pack list. How many guests we got in January?
We've got...
So five? Six?
Five or six.
It'd be seven. I think six.
Well, we got us two. We still got to do.
That's not guests. We can't tell any guests. We're not dropping. We can't drop any hints.
No.
We can't tell anybody.
But we got...
Still R2?
R2. And then we've got one, two, three, and then we got two in one day.
Yep.
So that's six or seven so far in January.
So seven. And then there's an eighth potential in that case.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's down here.
Yeah.
Woo! It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot. But, hey, we'll be... The more we film... Like that, the farther out it'll push us if we're dropping Tuesdays.
Yeah. 0.5 episode. You guys are getting it all.
Yeah, we're getting it all.
This is behind the scenes.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, this is dope, bro. This is dope.
It'll be a fun adventure. I'm excited the most about hearing about all the diversity backgrounds of what everybody's gone through and what's going, like, how they overcome a lot of things in their life and just hearing their story. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's going to be a lot of different... That's the way I want to say this. different ways that people have had to overcome the same things.
Right.
I'm not saying like it's going to be like repetitive, but like saying like different people have had similar problems in their life.
Yeah.
And they've overcome them different, you know,
yeah.
in different ways.
Right.
And I feel like that's going to be the cool, like the process, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that, and then I want to see the age, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I ain't no licensed therapist, neither is Dustin. Just yep. let anybody know that we're not out here trying to be anybody's therapist. We just talking to people.
We're just talking. We're giving.
But like.
You know, we're just opening up. People to be able to
talk
and share their story,
yeah.
you know, and we're not here to give them any sort of
any professional advice at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Dude, but like still like saying that it's going to be cool to be able to like see like guest number one's age compared to guest number five's age. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And like what guest number one went through. Might be similar to guest number five.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And three. You know what I'm saying?
Or but they like, could be like so far apart.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean.
Yes.
Everybody's story is unique and everybody, what they have gone through is something that they've experienced.
And it's significant. You know
and,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's significant, especially if you know it's a good story and their like
oh,
outcome
yeah.
of it is just amazing.
Right.
Like,
and the
yeah.
good thing about it, too, is I believe that the people that we have coming on here to talk and tell their stories and, you know, whether it be happy stories, sad stories, mad stories, whatever the type of story it may be,
yeah.
like, I feel like they were meant to be here to have this conversation because there's others out there that need to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there might
oh,
be
yeah.
somebody going down the road that is just not having the best time of their life, you know, and
yep.
just hearing you on
joke the, about something that I went through, you know, seven
you know,
years ago.
I was gonna say, hearing your intro on that first episode could just turn them around. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that intro on the first
Man.
Episode, bro. That intro on the first episode.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm not going to live that down. I'm not gonna
we'll get that dialed in, though. We're going to dial
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, it's good that that's in bad quality. I'm not going to lie.
Hey.
It's not
it's a good opener, though. People,
it is.
People are going to be like, damn, that's funny. Let me see what they got.
You're like, all right, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Check it out, man. Check it out. I'm just letting you guys know. Check it out. Please comment. Hey. I do like that idea, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Open it up to the world and seeing if they got any questions or anything. So
yeah.
if you guys got any questions, you know, comment those below. And
and for everybody that's in the live, if you guys have any questions or anything as well, be sure to go to Unveiled Past on YouTube or TikTok. Send a message. I also have their – I don't have the links posted in TikTok yet because it won't allow – you keep saying not found – or something. It won't let me log in.
Create the link tree tonight.
Yeah.
And then get all the links in the link tree. And then
yeah.
we'll just post those
where
we need to.
There we go.
And we can post it on one of your page, one on my page. Post one on the
yeah.
podcast page. And then
yeah.
it should do everything. Because it was messy. It was weird. I found the YouTube page.
Yeah.
But it was still weird trying to get to it. Because remember, I was telling you, I was trying to get other
right.
people on there, too. I had, like, three or four other people. But once you sent me the link to it, it finally worked for, you know, like,
yeah.
three people. So
yeah. I noticed we got, like, four or five subscribers on there already. And the wild thing
trying
is
to get subscribers.
We, like,
subscribe.
I couldn't find the page at all.
Yeah.
Like, I even, because, well, it's linked up on my YouTube account. Like it is in Instagram, like I showed you.
Yeah.
So whenever I go to try and search for it, I can't do it from my phone because
you might
it's
have to
in
make
there.
Separate pages.
But no, it's still separate pages.
Okay, but it's still linked to your account.
But it, like I'll have to go and like switch accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
So I tried it on my girl's phone and it wouldn't pull
it
up. Wouldn't pull
say,
up at all. But once I sent the link, then it pulled up.
Hmm.
But I'm thinking. That because we don't have any content posted on YouTube yet,
that's
why
what I was thinking too.
It's not.
If you guys know, in the chat or in the comments,
right?
Put that below because we're running a podcast.
Yeah,
know,
guys.
So.
If there's
hey, bro, like,
if there's anybody in the chat that knows anything about YouTube or anything, feel free to reach out. Head on over. If you guys actually go to my posted video on my page, there you, my posted video is, has a link in it for Unveiled Paths on TikTok. You can click that, go there, and you guys will be able to message Unveiled Paths, or, you know, let it, send questions there until we can get the YouTube up and running, the link tree and all that stuff. Does that work?
That works.
All right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Man, running a podcast is cool.
Yeah.
It's been a process.
It has been.
Do you remember when we were in here putting the panels up?
I do remember that. We were in here, we tried every which method, and then we were like, you know what?
Adhesive.
Adhesive. We're just going to spray it on there, put them up, call it good. Man. I got the very first picture.
Yeah.
When we first got this studio. Dude. And I'm like, oh, studio click. And it's just that desk set up with all the shit on it.
I got some of them. I know I got one of, what was it? From the day I came and looked at them, I still got that video.
Yeah.
And then I know I still have like the video, like when we were putting all the stuff in here and we started putting up the panels. Like that's when I was like, all right. Then I got like another one where you're like walking across the room, we're setting up the furniture. Yeah. You're like moving your shirt. You was hot.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that day we were building the furniture? Yeah. We're sitting there and the dude walks by and he's like, "What y'all do?" And then after he left, I said, "We build furniture." Hey, Dad, you dying?
Got
dog.
A whole studio just to build furniture. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, we just built furniture.
Like, where are all these mics and stuff for? Like, oh man, I don't know, man. They was just in here when we got here.
Hey, I can picture it to this day. We're sitting there, we're building that furniture, and then he goes, "What y'all do?" And we go, "I don't know, but." We do a podcast.
And he was like, oh, it just walked off.
Walked off, and I was like, man.
Oh, my God.
We build furniture. That's what we do.
That was actually pretty funny. Like, a lot.
Yeah. Because
it was like one of those moments, like, if we just like continued on with that, like, just let him believe that we built furniture.
Yeah.
Like, what if you went home? And he was like talking to his wife. And he was like, "Hey, honey, I met these guys today." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." Like, yeah, they got a whole studio, and that's all they do is build furniture.
Yeah.
Like, really? And they just got an office, and they just build chairs. Like, that's it. That's yep. all they do. They order chairs online, and they build them all day. Like, bro, that's how wicked would that be? What if that was a hustle?
I mean, it could be.
No, it would not.
It could be.
Think about it.
I know.
Think about hey, you're... You would have to get the furniture all the way upstairs. 4 floors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Built the furniture. Then you would have to carry it built out. Like, that would not work.
It wouldn't be efficient, but, I mean, it could be. I mean, you might get a dollar more than what you paid for it.
But you got to actually think about the processing to get it out, though. That's the wild part about it.
Oh, shit.
No, my goodness. No, that was a good moment. That was a good moment.
That was.
Right on, man. See, we're here now. We got, you know, everything set up. Camera's coming soon. I can't wait for that. That's going to be better. Like, probably get one or two more stands. Maybe just one more stand. Two more stands.
It depends.
I think two more stands for the cameras. And because then we can still use our stands.
We can use our stands.
For when we go live on our phones and stuff. And then we can
And then we need a stand for the iPad.
Bow, bow. That's a big stand.
We need a stand for the iPad. That way we can set it up. We can go live on TikTok on our phones.
Or we gonna have like,
and then we can go live on the podcast.
Five cameras going on at one time.
And then we can go live on that there with on YouTube.
That's a lot of cameras.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
That's a lot of cameras.
Well, I mean, actually, if you think about it, it'd be like 6. Because if we're gonna do it like you talked about,
because we're just gonna get 2 more cameras.
Well, we're gonna get 2 cameras, but if you're wanting to pan it into each of us rather than just have us like in the
3,
it'll be 3.
boy, that's a lot of cameras. I'm looking like, that's a lot of cameras, man.
We think this is a lot right now.
This is crazy. Yeah. I'm still looking at my camera. Like,
I know.
If we had a static on here, too, like, you know, actual shot, yeah. like, land, like, what we were shooting right now, like, it'd be even crazier, because, like,
right.
That's basically like having two cameras on you, which we do have two cameras on it because we got that. So like,
and then we got that going. We got those going.
0.5 episode.
0.5 episode. Let's go.
Oh, I looked man. At you as soon as I said it.
Yeah.
How long have we been on here?
We've been on here for 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
That's a 0.5 episode. We'll give y'all a little bit more. Man. You asked about me, man. Let's hear a little bit about you. Are we doing my episode first or are we doing yours? We should Rochambeau it.
We can Rochambeau it.
Right here, right now?
Yeah, we can do it. Ready? We'll do best
one two time out, for the one time or best, two,
best
out,
two
of,
out of three. Ooh. We're going to go best two out of three.
How do you Rochambeau?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And all on right, shoot, all right. You throw it out.
All right, here we go.
You ready? Here we go.
All right, I'm going to move that.
So he's getting all into it. Let me move it. Let me move it. Ready? Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh! Uh-oh. What up? Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh!
Got it. So clean
you
sweep.
Go. You got to go first.
All right.
You got to go first.
Clean sweep. All right. Go first.
Bad. See, yeah. Rochambeau. You see that?
Rochambeau.
See that? I flex. That's gonna be online.
That's funny.
So yeah, man. Let's hear a little bit about you. Yeah, you know, the outro of this episode.
I was born and raised here in Cape. Graduated high school from here. Went and played soccer and did swimming and dive team in high school. I did wrestling.
Did you go to Central or did you go to
Central?
ND. Okay.
I went to Central. Yeah, okay. I didn't go to ND.
Okay.
Now my family weren't that rich.
Hey man, you know, you never know.
But
it's soccer, so
yeah. So I did that, and then I wrestled for 1 year, and then the next 2 years I had broken bones during the season, so I wasn't able to wrestle. So I was just like, well, screw it. That's how I actually started diving on the dive team. Yeah. And then after that, you know, I gave it the old college try. Yeah. Didn't work out. So then I joined the military, and then. Got out of the military, jumped around here, there, everywhere. Been all over the United States. Yeah. And then lived in Nashville, Tennessee for 7 years. And then
I know, that was dope.
Moved back here. Yeah, Nashville was a good time. I loved it down there. I love Tennessee as a whole, man.
Tennessee's a pretty cool state.
It is. And then moved back here and got a pretty sweet gig. And,
yep.
You know.
I could not imagine doing your job.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I cannot imagine doing your job, dude. That's wild to me.
It's wild. It is. I mean, I've got to see a lot of cool things and got to do a lot of cool things.
Have you traveled with your job? Yeah. Like, have you, like, went around?
Yeah. That was contracting. So, with my job...
Was that correlated? See, I'm not trying to ask too many questions.
So, basically, whenever I was contracting, we had... jobs just like a normal contractor here building things, right? Like we would go from working in this town here to over to this town here and work, and sometimes it would be states.
Yeah.
And so I've traveled all up and down the Midwest, all up and down the East Coast, been out to the West Coast. And a lot of that's just been chasing storms too.
Yeah.
Like if
Stuff goes down.
Like,
comes through, or big thunderstorm comes through.
Hurricanes and stuff. And went down to Florida a lot from whenever I was working down in Tennessee. Went down to Florida a lot.
I know you racked up down there.
Yeah.
I had a buddy. He went down there for roofs. Yeah. He was doing, like, roofing. He was going down there and, like, replacing people's roofs and stuff like that.
Made
some bank.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Crazy money.
Yep. Do that for sure, you know. And then, it's been quite the adventure. I got to hang underneath helicopters and fly on, it's called long line.
Yeah.
And so you basically just wear a harness and they have like a 75-foot cable attached to the bottom of the helicopter and then you attach it to you and they'll pick you up and fly you out, drop you off on a tower.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm just a normal person, bro.
one thing, whenever I was driving, so we drove. We ended up getting a job out in California. I drove from Tennessee, me and two other guys. They both drove their vehicles out there, too. Took us 2.5 days to get there. We left on a Friday morning and got out there Sunday around noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, it was like that. But when you get to New Mexico.
You said Friday morning?
Yeah, we left Friday morning, drove 16 hours. Drove 16 hours Saturday, and then half a day Sunday. But I was pulling a camper, too, though.
Damn.
It was, I think overall it was like 36-hour total drive.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't drive straight, if you didn't stop, it was 36 straight hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. As well.
But, I mean, we had to be there by Monday.
Yeah.
And then we wanted a day, like, at least half a day to be able to get set up and rest and get the stuff we needed and stuff like that. So, we really, really pushed it. We started in Nashville. We left there, got to Amarillo, Texas that evening, left there. Once we drove the 16 hours, made it right inside of California.
Yeah.
And then after that, we woke up the next day and drove right on into where we were going. But, yeah, you get to New Mexico, though, man. It's wild. I don't know if you've ever been there. Have you ever been to Arizona?
Never been to Arizona.
So, you remember Mario Kart?
Yeah.
How there was that train level and you could see, like, the whole train and shit? Right? You get up there and you could see it's so flat and open.
Like, that's it.
You could see the front of the train and the back of the train.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild. It's not curved up. It's just laid out. That's wild.
Yep. Man. And then whenever you get into California, you start going through the mountains. And you start coming back on these switchbacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you start seeing, like, rails on the side of the mountain. And then you see tunnels going through there. And you can see, like, the train poking out and coming through. It was pretty cool. There was a lot of cool
I've been
stuff.
To Cali. I've been to Cali, but I didn't drive. I flew. So, like, I never. Yeah. I bet it is, dude. Because especially when I was, like, I went to San Fran. I was in the Bay. But, like, we went all over the Bay. So, like, when I went up to, like, see the redwoods and stuff like that, dude, I could tell, like, the state's just beautiful. Like,
I could tell.
Like, I was like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah. So, yeah, whenever I was out there, the furthest south I was in Bakersfield, which is about 1.5 hours from L.A.
Yeah.
And then the farthest north I was a town called Willits. Yeah. And it's, like, 2.5 hours from the Oregon border. But we actually did work up in Eureka, which was like 1.5 hours away.
Mm.
And so the little bitty town that I stayed in up in Northern California was called Willits. And you go in and they have this little archway over top of the road. And it says Gateway to the Redwoods. And when you pull in there, all Willits is a little convenience store to do your grocery shopping.
Yeah.
An Ace Hardware, 2 gas stations, and 2 fast food places. That's it. The closest Target and Walmart was over.
I was going to say 100 miles?
The closest Target was 2 hours away from us, and then the closest Walmart was about 1 hour from us.
It was, about 30 to 80 miles away. Yeah, that's wild, dude. Yeah. No, hell no.
It was wild, man. It was wild.
I mean, it's a different mindset being in places like, living in places like that, too. Like, you're not worried about being at the nearest Target at any a moment.
No.
Like, you go once a week type deal. Yeah. And that's it. You know?
And that's when COVID first hit, too. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how San Francisco was whenever you were there, but whenever I went through San Francisco, it was right when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't see a soul.
Oh, no, dude. No, dude. Like, literally, like, how 90s and 2000 movies like were portrayed is how it was when I was there.
Yeah.
Like, I went, like, block to block, and it's like every block changed. Like every block was changed. Like, I skated on
Chinatown's
the pier.
Cool.
Chinatown was the coolest thing I ever seen. But, like, you go 2 blocks up, you know what I'm saying? It's like Mexicans. Like, it's freaking wild, dude. Like, I loved it.
It is.
I loved
wild. It. I loved it's it. Cool.
Smoked some of the best ganja. Lots of it.
But yeah, I mean, it was cool, you know. And then drove back. So what I did was we took 40 all the way out there.
Yeah.
I-40 runs all the way across the United States.
Yeah, I know.
And then whenever we got out there, we did our little thing. It was out there for two years, and then I brought 80 back and looped down through the top part of the states.
Yeah.
And then come back down. So basically,
that took a little bit longer coming that way, though.
Yeah.
But still, like, I bet that was a nice little ride.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to drive to Denver, but I never did.
Yeah.
Never did. I was supposed to go like 3 times, like over like 4 years.
Denver's like, cool. Denver's cool. The I've been out there once. I've flown out there. The one time I did drive out there, it was in high school. I was going on like a, you know what Young Life is?
No.
It's like a little church type thing that they go to the high schools and they talk, you know.
Okay.
And they,
I know something like
it's kind of like a youth group, basically. Yeah. But they did like summer camps and stuff like that. And like one of the places was out in Colorado, and we took a charter bus out there.
Okay.
And it took us 20 hours to get out there on the charter bus. I was like, I'm never driving to Colorado again. Put me on that plane.
Look, as I was thinking, the plane's, what, 5 hours? Like 5 or 6 hours? Like, no, it's like 5 hours. It's got to be like 5 hours.
I don't know. It might be.
Because I know going to flying to Cali, flying
it was to the 4 hours.
It was 4 hours, yeah. It was 4 hours right there on the MAX.
Yeah.
Easy flight from little old Missouri, dude. I love
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. 0.5 episode.
0.5 episode.
Getting to know a little bit. Know a little bit. Running the podcast is cool. We told you guys a little bit about ourselves, about why we have a podcast.
Yep.
And,
you know, we'll definitely go into more depth of our stories whenever we do our episodes. And
we
hope to see you guys
there.
Hope to see y'all commenting, subscribing, sharing.
The more interaction you guys give, the more reaction we can guys give. We can, what did I just say?
No. I know exactly. I know what you meant, but I don't know what you said.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Oh, my God. The more.
He can't even say it now. That's funny.
Oh, my God. The more actions you guys do, the more reaction we will. All right, I'll try this one more time.
One more time. Third time's the charm.
If I can't get it after this, I'm done. The more action you guys give, the more reactions we'll give you guys.
Yeah.
Just to let them know. Whoa.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Got banned.
Uh-oh.
I don't know for what.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh. No, we didn't get banned.
Okay, we didn't get banned. 0.5 episode behind the scenes. All
right. Guys, I'm going to end the live and I'm going to come right back.
So, got restrictions. That happened.
Yeah.
Running a podcast is cool.
Running a podcast is cool. Yeah.
You never know.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about that.
Technical difficulties.
You know, we will definitely. Definitely. We won't be on there quite as long this go around, but
we appreciate you guys for being here, and we appreciate you guys for watching. So, you know, that's dope.
That is dope.
It's really dope.
So that's one thing that I'm going to be worried about, too, like if we go live on these.
Yeah, I can't say as much as we're going to say on the lives.
That's why I was thinking of doing the TikTok for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we could.
Like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, because we could set it up. Like we could set the stand and phone up right here once we hit our cameras and just have it on us. And then.
Can't you
we
go live on YouTube and like that be like the video?
Yeah, you can. You can go live on YouTube. That's what I was thinking we could use the iPad for, to go live on YouTube, leave that going, and then. We'll already have the cameras, so then we can go live on those on TikTok. Yeah. And then whenever, just leave YouTube going.
Yeah.
And then we can take what we're on TikTok.
Yeah.
Get everybody to go to YouTube.
To the YouTube.
And then end our lives on TikTok and just continue.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
I like it all. Run a podcast.
But I was thinking instead of, like, doing 30 minutes or so on there.
I seen like 10, 15.
Yeah.
And then focus on this. And then like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about that. That's honestly my thought on that, because I wouldn't really want to.
My thing was
I would stay on more before we do.
Yeah.
So like I would let people see like the setup.
Yeah.
And then like, all right, let's go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like have it set up kind of how we do in the cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then like let people see like the first 10 minutes of our intros.
Yeah.
We talk about it a little bit. Tell people, hey man, appreciate you guys for being in the lives. Appreciate you guys for watching the videos. Appreciate you guys when you comment, like, subscribe, share.
Right.
Do all of that. But like, hey.
Yeah.
Dialing in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Well, it still has the interaction, but like, I feel like we don't need to like stay live.
Only thing I was thinking of staying live on that is so we can,
yeah, build a presence.
Well, not only that, but also so that way we can meet what we're supposed to meet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But we have to at least be on there for an hour.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Which we could do.
I feel like once we get cameras and stuff like that too, like we're going to be able to do that a lot more. I feel like that'll open us up.
Even if you go live on, well, it's got to be an hour consecutive. It can't be like broken up throughout the day.
No. So you'd have to do like an actual hour to hour and a half. And then still have maybe one day that you do 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's kind of where I was like, we got to get to a schedule.
Yeah.
But like once we get more guests on, we still have like more setup time. Like I feel like setup time is going to be something that we're going to have to utilize. Like
Right. Our
setup time is going to have to like get more stands, smaller stands,
Yeah. Set
up stuff in like in the cut.
And then we can interact with the people on TikTok and stuff. And then by the time like we
get a camera set up in this corner like right here, and we get like that moved out of here, we can just set that up, have that into the room.
Yeah.
Interact on that for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get everything going, move it wherever we need to.
Yeah, because 10,
20 minutes on there.
The cool thing about that too is with the moderators being on there,
Yeah. They
can actually change it from a public live
Yeah. To
a subscription only live, and allow also the comments can. Like, you can only comment if you're a subscriber.
Yeah.
And then you can only view the video if you're
actually subscribed. Yeah.
Yeah, there's different settings.
Brainstormer, 0.5 episode, guys. We're just brainstorming. We don't know what we're doing yet.
All right.
Yeah, I like it. We're yeah. So.
I just want to fulfill.
The duties that we need to fulfill.
Yeah, for other obligations.
Yeah.
Pertaining to TikTok.
Yeah, because I have not.
Neither have I.
We're gonna get there.
Yeah.
We gotta like actually like, and I've been thinking it, but I was like, we gotta like make a schedule, stick to it, because like running a podcast is cool, and it is a process, and it is, you know, kind of hard, and like it's trial and error, but like we're at that point now where we gotta start doing some stuff
on
like a regular basis.
Right.
So we can sit sometime off cam and figure that out.
You know, for sure.
Get an actual schedule going and do that. But January's going to be fun. Just letting you guys know. January's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
We got a lot of guests coming on. We're getting cameras. I keep saying that because I love cameras. We got our episodes coming up.
Best Buy has one of those lights.
We should get two.
We only need one more.
Yeah. I still think we should get two. Have one for backup.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we could definitely do that for sure. Whenever I was there, they only had one, though.
Okay, well, I was definitely thinking about getting, because the one I have, I'm like, that doesn't even compare. And I could have, like, scooted that one down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I know, I can't see who over there is sharing, but I appreciate you.
Appreciate the shares, guys.
You guys are doing phenomenal. That live is just getting shared out.
Dude, it's dope. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's dope. It's so cool. Oh, man. Well.
All right.
Is there anything else?
We're about 52 minutes in.
Do we got anything else?
Not off the top of my head, you know. I see us being able to get to a point that we are able to drop an episode every single week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, especially coming up.
Yeah, especially coming up.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you brought that up. So we're going to go ahead and drop. If you're watching this episode, you'll be getting another episode in a couple of days, because I'm not sure if this episode's going to be. So after you watch this episode, you're going to get another episode in a couple of days. And then after that, we're going to be dropping episodes. Was it the Tuesdays?
Tuesdays at 6.
At 6.
6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
But you're going to be, you got two episodes. Like, you got two episodes right off the back.
Yeah.
Like, right off the back, going off.
Yeah.
So we got to plan our episodes, too.
We could drop this.
Hell yeah, we got to plan our, we're going to shoot our episodes this week.
We can.
Oh, this is cool. This is good.
Let me look at my schedule and get back with you for sure on that.
Look at your schedule. Because all we got to really worry about is your episode, since we got to get your episode.
I could possibly.
Because we got two episodes coming out within the next week and a half. We got to have another episode ready to come out after that. And we have another episode ready to come out after that.
Yeah.
And then that falls in line with the rest of the schedule that we have for January going into February.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You guys will be getting episodes every Tuesday at 6. Unveiled Past podcast episodes every Tuesday at 6.
Every Tuesday at 6, guys.
Make sure you check out the TikTok. Make sure you check out the Instagram, because we got to start taking pics and putting them on Instagram. Dude, let's take some pics, dude. Let's have like a photo shoot in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's set the stand up, have a photo shoot. We drop a couple pics on freaking TikTok. Episode 0.5 is out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wait, 0.5? 0.5 episode.
0.5. 0.5. Even though this is going to be technically one episode here in about 6 minutes.
Yeah, technically.
But we could break it up and do 2.5s. When you do 0.5 and then...
Well, we got a little bit that... We got some of that it's going to get...
Yeah.
There's a little fluff in there. It's going to get trimmed out.
A little fluff,
so it'd probably be about a good... I'm not sure, but I'm just going to pre-guess right now because...
It'd probably be a good 40 minutes. Yeah, 45 minutes. Yeah.
That's a good episode.
Yeah.
Unveiled Past Podcast. We appreciate you guys for watching. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Don't forget to check out our page on TikTok. Go there, and you guys will be able to see a video that has the handles of Unveiled Paths in the first video.
Yep.
And then later tonight, there will be a link tree made, and we will be able to post that up into the bio section, and you guys will be able to click on it and go from there.
Well, by the time you guys watch this video, there will be a link tree up.
Yes.
On the pages. So if you like...
I was speaking to the chat.
Oh, yes. I was here thinking, I was like, so like by the time this drops, like the link tree would already be up.
Yeah.
And like they could just, like if they just see the video or see a clip like on TikTok or something like that, like.
Yeah.
Then they could just, see bro, yeah.
Yeah.
See, this timeline thing of life is just crazy.
Right.
Thanks guys for watching.
Appreciate y'all.
Boom.
All right, guys. Welcome to... Well, this is ending the first episode, 0.5. But this is Unveiled Paths. Real people, real stories, real paths. And I said that backwards. I messed up, just like you, dog.
I'm sorry. You had the outro.
Yeah.
You had the outro. Oh. That works for outro.
Yeah.
That worked, man. Thanks, guys.